welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani with Jerry Usher. And as we always say every single show, and you are the key person because you take the discussion to the next level. And that's what we want for Take Two. We want to walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. Hi, Jerry. Nice shirt you got on today, Jerry. That's very nice. If anybody
Thank you.
On YouTube and Facebook, comment to see if you like that cup. That looks really good on you. It's like royal blue or something like that.
Yeah, it is. It's one of my thrift store specials. I haven't bought a brand new shirt in probably 25 years because, you know, they're what, about $50? You know, I can get them for cheaper than that, you know, in the bargain stores. But, you know, shirts are just, clothes are really expensive. So the thrift stores become my very good friends because you can get brand new stuff there for like $5. It's really cool. Anyway,
and they seem like
that's
they always
not
have
our
your
topic
size.
Today.
Yeah, it's amazing because I went with you one time and we were I think weren't we in Alabama?
Yes.
Yeah. And we went into this thrift store and everything that was there was your size. It was amazing. So I said, let me try this. So I went into the female section. Nothing was my size. So definitely thrift stores love you.
Yeah, well, I love them, and I haven't been in any for a while, so maybe that's something I'll do this coming weekend.
There you
but,
go.
Anyway, we have a topic today, and I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to this. I think every person at some point in their lives, why don't you lay out the topic for us? Every one of us at some point maybe has this happen. What do we do with it? How do we respond? How do we live our lives going forward? Those are some questions. So what are we talking about?
Well, dreaming about things and dreaming big is part of life. Even as small children, you ask a small child, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, you know, they'll say a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, I want to be an astronaut or, you know, something of that nature. And they're big dreams. And we have these dreams. Our imaginations are a beautiful thing, a gift from God. And it is, and I think it's important that we do dream big because we serve a big God who oftentimes gives us those big dreams. But then there are those dreams, Jerry, that get crushed by someone or something, comes in our midst, in our path, and it just derails us from us living out those dreams. So we want to ask the question today, folks, have you ever had your dreams crushed? Now, if you answer, I have had my dreams crushed. Well, we want you to go a step further than that. We want you to talk about what it did to you, how it changed you. Maybe you got mad at God because, you know, a lot of times as little kids, when we get these dreams and then we wait to grow, to get to mature as an adult so we can live out these dreams. And then it doesn't happen. We say, God, wait a minute. You put this on my heart and now it's been taken away. You know, do you blame God? Did it hurt your spiritual life? Did it make you mature and grow into a new individual? That allowed you to let go of those dreams and maybe God put in your path a better outcome, a better dream to be lived. So that's what we're talking about today, crushed dreams and what they have done to you. Hope I got this right, Jerry, but I'll give the number and let's see what our listeners have to say at 1-833-288-EWTN.
Well, there you go. Yeah, very well put, Debbie. It is. Have you had a dream or many dreams kind of dampened or crushed at some point in your life? And I love the way Debbie put that. How did that reshape you or mold you or shape you into the person that you are today? 833-288-3986. Text the letters EWTN to 55000. Might be a small data rate there. You can post a comment on video. We're streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. And what else? You can email take2@ewtn.com and post on take2show.com. So you can't hide from us. We know you're out there and there's no excuse
we'll
for you not to participate unless you're driving a car or holding a baby.
And even that, you can pull over to the side of the road and put the baby back in the car seat. Right? Jerry, we need to talk about what's happening on Friday. We just have to because I am getting just hit with a ton of texts. Everybody wants to know, is it happening this Friday? Why don't you give the news?
Well, I hope it's happening Friday. We have, as you've heard on the show maybe the last few months, we have so many shows that we do a part two. We did one of a part three. And so Debbie and I just decided maybe we can just carry on the conversation. We for the first 4 years of the show, we've tried to carry on the conversation on email, and that's worked out pretty well. But we just love spending that time with you so much, person-to-person time, that we decided we would do something. We're calling right now the after show. Maybe you've got a better name for it. We're open to suggestions. But what we're going to do is when we sign off of this show on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, we will jump up onto Facebook Live, and you'll be able to see us, and we have a call-in number. And eventually down the road, we may work into letting you come on with your video too if you want, but we're just going to kind of continue the conversation, you know, take it over to social media and allow you to participate in that manner. So that's what we're trying to do. And just my hesitation is I'm the one doing all the technical preparations and stuff, getting used to the platform that we're using and the call-in number and all that, which we're going to test later today. So things are falling into place, but I will appreciate some prayers over the next 3 days because we have to be ready Friday morning.
So you're playing producer, engineer, and host at the same time.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty talented. Okay, so yeah, we're excited about that. Speaking about emails, may I just say this? You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. But please know this, okay? We read everything. When you send an email, it comes to both of us. We read everything. We may not be able to respond to everybody's email at this point. We are really getting a little bit overwhelmed with the emails in a good way. We're very appreciative. We love you guys so much. We're grateful to you. I should say grateful. That's what Nick would tell us to say from Ohio, right? I have to say grateful, right? Not appreciative. Okay, Nick, if you're listening, by the way, I was praying, thinking of you in prayer and just wanting to say hi. We just, we love when we hear from you. So Nick, if you're listening in Ohio, drop us an email and say hi, because we were just thinking about you. And also, Salisha, I wanted to say, Jerry, talking about emails, we've got a lot of emails coming in for prayers for Salisha and her family in Texas, who they just lost their dad recently. So I'm sure they're making the funeral preparations this week, or having probably out of town relatives coming in. So Salisha, if you're listening, a lot of prayers are surrounding your family. But back to the email real quickly, Jerry, we cannot respond to everybody. We do read everything. So if we don't respond, it doesn't mean we don't care. It just means we probably don't have anything to add to your story, but we are so grateful that you shared your story with us. So please keep that in mind. It's a good problem to have. We have the Take Two family is growing very quickly. And so we love that. And by the way, find us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie, and like us on Facebook, and we'll grow the family even bigger.
Yeah, please do. We're at about 1,500 people who like the page. Love to see another 100 or so at the end of today, if that were possible. We're talking today on the program about, have you had crushed dreams before? Maybe as a child you wanted to do something with your life, it didn't work out. Maybe you went to college and prepared for something. Maybe it was a relationship, something that didn't go quite the way you wanted it to, and maybe it was very, very disappointing. Please call in and join us. With you here on EWTN Radio. Rich Jesse is on the controls today. Jeff Burson will be the first one to see your social media comments, and he will post them to the shared document that we have for getting those on the program. And Ryan Penny is the wonderful voice that you will speak to when you call 833-288-3986. Again, crushed dreams we're talking about. During the break, Debbie, and I know I want to plug another program here, but I was thinking this could be so many things. Maybe you put a deposit on a pilgrimage, and when the time came, you got sick. You know, maybe you went all through college, you know, studying, preparing for this particular career, and, you know, family circumstances made you change course. It could have been a dream relationship. Maybe a marriage that didn't work out. That would be unfortunate, but we can talk about any number of things here, but most of all, how it shaped you going forward as in your future life. So,
you know, one of the dreams that gets crushed that I always, it hurts my heart. I feel so bad for them. Those that have worked their whole life to be or want to be a professional athlete, and then an injury happens or something of that nature, and they, there's no way they could perform at that level. And that just breaks my heart. I know, in a very small degree, Jerry, because since I was 4 years old, my dad, you know, wanted me to be a golf pro, and he groomed me for that, you know, my whole entire teenage years, and I was right there. I mean, and thank God I never had an injury, knock on wood, I never had anything like that, but I got married instead. So there you go. My dad's dream was crushed. Maybe your parents' dreams, you know, were crushed, and we want to talk about that as well. Do you ever have that? You know, that can happen, Jerry.
Yeah, it can. It absolutely can, yeah. And so anything qualifies here, 833-288-3986. But again, especially share who you are today and how this may have made you better, hopefully, maybe after a period of really kind of struggling with that. But Debbie, there are people whose dreams are crushed every day. So dear
every
friends,
day.
When you call in right now, there are people listening who are going to benefit from what you share. And there are people who benefit from what Mother Angelica shares every day. You're saying, what? Mother, didn't she pass away a few years ago? Yeah. But her legacy lives on EWTN radio and television. Mother Angelica Live Classics tonight at 8 p.m. on EWTN TV and most of these EWTN affiliates. Mother's going to muse on Mark chapter 4 tonight. Mother reflects from Mark about the two parables on the sower and the seed that is the seed that is being sown is the Word of God. So tune in for Mother Angelica Live Classics tonight, 8 p.m.
Love it. Okay, there's a couple open phone lines. So if you've had your dreams crushed, or maybe you can still envision your dreams and you want to talk about that, and because we serve a big God and you know, to dream big, I think that God expects us to do that. So let's talk about dreams in general, any aspect of it. We're here to listen. We're here to offer our input. Or if you don't want our input, just tell us. You can just tell us what you want to say, because you have the mic, and that's a good thing. So the number to dial is 1-833-288-3986. Pick up those last two phone lines. Hurry, 833-288-EWTN. Well, first up, who got our virtual first up award is Jennifer. And Jennifer's in Groveport, Ohio, listening on the iCatholic radio app and is a first time caller. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are
Doing
you?
Doing well, Jennifer.
I'm a little nervous. I've never been on the radio before, but your topic today just struck me. It's my exact situation. I started, and okay, I've been working at my job for 5 years. I got promoted to a lead position. I got a nice raise. Then I found out in December that my daughter had to have surgery. She's only six. Then I had a cancer scare and had to have surgery in January, and it all just piled up on me, all the anxiety did, and I've had anxiety in the past, but I kept trying not to say, God, why are you doing this to me, and just accept it as it was. I had to take time off work. I lost my lead position. I mean, that whole dream was just completely crushed, and now, and that's been since January, now working with doctors and counselors and looking back on it, I thank God for that anxiety, because I looked to Him. I hadn't gone to the Catholic Church. I was raised Catholic, but I hadn't been to church for many years. I went to confession. I went to adoration. I've been praying, Debbie, as you say, to my guardian angel. You know, every day I pass a church and I send all my love to Jesus. I've gotten several chaplets and I sleep with my rosary every night, and my anxiety is almost completely gone.
Wow, Jennifer.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Go ahead, Deb.
Jennifer, that just warms my heart, I have to tell you. Okay, so your anxiety is almost completely gone, so let's expect that to happen. How's everything else? Tell me what else is happening right now that you feel hopeful about, because you know you're in a great place, okay? You are cultivating that relationship with your guardian angel. You're praying, you are getting in a good spiritual place. So tell me what you're looking forward to now. Going forward,
what I'm looking forward to now the most is getting my kids, because my children have never been baptized. They've never, you know, been to confession. They haven't received the Eucharist. So that's what I'm really looking forward to right now. And I think once I have them taken care of, I can maybe concentrate more on myself. I see that God's work is very powerful, and the Holy Spirit, also on a side note, the Holy Spirit moved through me and into my mother and got her to start going back to church once I went to confession. It's just, and listening to you guys every day. I listen to Morning Glory every day. I'm constantly on AM 820 and on iCatholic Radio. Mm-hmm. But you guys have just made a real difference in my life, and I see nothing but success in the future, and I keep telling myself every day, with God, all things are possible.
Matthew 19:26. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Jerry. Jennifer, so many people could have come through all this, and their, you know, anxiety would have become even worse, and other problems and so forth, but you took the path toward the Lord. The Lord opened that door for you to come back into the church. And look what it's done for you. You know, St. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you're in Christ, you're a new creature, you're a new creation. Well, you are absolutely, Jennifer, a brand new creation right now. You said that you're excited about the future. You're excited about your kids and instilling the faith into them. Just think what this is going to do. It's done this for your mother. It's going to do this for your kids. Think about when they become adults and get married and have their kids. This is going to ripple out through the generations, Jennifer. This is just, what an amazing story. Praise be God for what he's done in your life.
Praise be to God. Well, it's for all of eternity, Jennifer.
Yeah, praise be to God.
Yeah. Okay, so Jennifer, real quickly, remember this, and you know this, okay? But hold on to this, because the world will continue to throw you problems and distractions and things that happen. But like you said, with God, all things are possible. He doesn't say some things are possible. Maybe if you pray hard enough, it's possible. He says all things are possible, right? So Jennifer, hold on to that. Yeah, keep on this path and watch. Just watch and be in awe of this great big God that we serve, the beautiful, beautiful road he takes you on, and the opportunities he makes available to you and your family members because of exactly what Jerry said. You took that critical key step towards God. He's going to take 100 steps towards you and your entire family, which he's already done. So Jennifer, God bless you.
We
Amen.
Thank you, Jerry. That was a wonderful way to put it. The ripple effect.
Yeah. Well, praise God.
That really hit my heart. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Thank you so much, Jennifer. That definitely didn't come from me. So it's got to be good if it doesn't come from me, either Debbie or the Holy Spirit, but if it comes from me. Thanks, Jennifer. Have a blessed day there. 833-288-3986. There you go, folks. As you're listening right now, what is something you had a dream, you dreamed of doing once at some point in your life? Maybe that dream maybe it was delayed. Maybe it was crushed, but then, you know, you surrendered that to God and it came back around, or maybe it was just crushed and God took you in a completely different direction. 833-288-3986. And we will go to Kelly next in West Haven, Connecticut, listening to Take Two on the EWTN app. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say I had gone to college, majoring in psychology. And, you know, I had the whole thing planned out to be married and have a child, and that's what happened. I got married and had a child, but I think it was the first year we were married, I started having seizures, and my license was taken away, so I started losing a lot of independence. We found out it was from a brain tumor. We did have a son, and I was starting to feel like giving up on everything because just so much had been taken away. I wasn't able to drive or work. But then, you know, after crying and complaining to my husband all the time, it made me realize that I had to stop focusing on what I couldn't do and start focusing on what I could do. And everything I learned in my psychology classes, I realized that I was able to use to help my son who had special needs. And the other thing that I always wanted to do was write. So over the years, I had been keeping a journal of things that were happening. And not too many people know, but I've just completed a book about the blessings that have come out of having brain cancer. And my son is now, he just finished his freshman year of high school. So I've been able to see him grow up, which I didn't think it was going to happen. So even though I felt like it was all my dreams were crushed at the time, God keeps giving me more and more opportunities. And I realized if I had been driving and working, I wouldn't have been teaching CCD, which started almost immediately when my son started. And I've been doing that for 9 years now. So there's a lot of blessings that have come out of it, even though at the time I didn't think so.
Yeah. Wow, Kelly, thank you.
For it.
First of all, first thing I think Debbie and I both want to know, and probably all of our listeners, is how you're doing right now. It sounds like you're doing fairly well. We're just curious, concerned. We hope that things are going in a good direction for you health-wise.
It's been in a benign state until this January. It just turned malignant. So I feel well, though, and my doctor's confident. And I just started chemo for the first time. But I'm still feeling well, and we're hopeful. And I have a really, really good oncologist. And
Great.
But we'll see what happens. But.
Yeah, and if it gives you any hope, Kelly, it's probably been about 10 or 12 years ago, my brother Joe, who lives he was in Connecticut in the Navy. He lives in Georgia right now. He had a brain tumor as well, and they had to remove that. And they did that awake surgery where they keep you awake, and it must have been really kind of a freaky experience. But my point being, he's doing very well now. He gets an MRI every year, and they're just kind of monitoring the tumor, and you know, because they couldn't get it all out because it was, I guess, close to his brain or something. But I just want you to have that hope, because with God, again, all things are possible, and he did this for my brother. My brother is just doing really well. He's got now a bunch of grandkids. He's just loving life. So, Kelly, there's a lot of life ahead for you, and Debbie, I know that you can impart a word of encouragement as well.
Oh, just prayers are going to be storming in for you, Kelly. And by the way, Jennifer, if you're still listening, prayers are for your 6-year-old daughter and for the cancer that you went through as well. We forgot to mention that, Jennifer, that prayers are already coming in. But Kelly, you're just going to have the big Take-Two family be praying for you. So you've got to keep us posted. I know you probably are doing this already, but please enlist the saints to help you. Saint Peregrine, who's the patron saint for cancer. Survivors and cancer patients, please do that. Also, Padre Pio is very active right now, very active. So Saint Padre Pio, and of course your guardian angel. I can't say it enough, okay, because your guardian angel is going to walk with you and help you through this. Remember, the guardian angel is there to guard and guide. So your guardian angel will always be around you if you choose to have that relationship. So Kelly, prayers are with you. Anything else you'd like to share with us? We appreciate you sharing this story, because it's as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, where you know, God closes a door, there's a window open, and that window is so much better than the door, right, Kelly?
Yes, definitely, and thank you so much for your prayers. I really appreciate that. And if you could pray for me to figure out how to publish my book, because I think that it's going to help a lot of people see that, you know, that there are blessings. Good things that come out of bad.
Yeah, well,
but
Kelly, there are
not to that point of publishing yet.
Okay, well, you know, there are a lot of good publishers, you know, Catholic publishers. There are others, of course, and there's also, I stumbled upon this the other day, the Amazon Kindle has this self-publishing program where there's I don't think there's any costs up front. You know, they have the tools online that you can do this and publish the book, and it's print on demand. So if somebody orders one copy, they print one copy. If somebody orders five, they print five. So there's no overhead, no warehousing a product. Leave it to Amazon, you know, to have a program like that. But anyway, it's something you might want to look into, because I know somebody who actually a priest who just did that. So,
and that's what we're going to be using, correct? Isn't that
possibly,
what we're using
yeah.
for our
possibly
yeah for our book series? So, yeah, check that out. We just had another Gigi from New Jersey just said, "Yep, self publishing on Amazon, way to go!" So you got confirmation on that, Kelly. So let us know how it's going. We want to journey with you. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. God bless you, though. Thank you so much for your call.
Karen, via email, she listens every day, I think. Karen, so glad to have you listening. She says, my husband's baseball dreams were crushed when he was hit by a drunk driver. The driver died. My husband was in a coma for 3 months. He was really good. Went all the way to semi-pro baseball. He lost a lot from this incident, and it still hurts him a lot. He coaches baseball, but his pro dreams were interrupted by one person's sin. He was very good. A baseball scholarship, lots of home run balls that he hit. Please pray for him. So we will pray for Karen's husband and you, Karen, as well. Sounds like you've been a real rock in his life, rock of support, and your faith has probably been very strong. Hopefully, both of your faith is very, very strong now. So we will pray for your husband, Karen.
I love the fact that he's coaching baseball, though. So he's still giving back to the community. I think that's beautiful. Karen, thank you for sharing that. We'll be right back on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
You are listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thank you to the affiliates for carrying the program. And Debbie, we want to mention real quickly here, folks, we've said this, I think, two other times on the air in the last few weeks. We were, I personally went through some things in life recently, and I said, Lord, for, as a Thanksgiving pilgrimage, I was going to go to the shrine of the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And I was talking to Debbie about that, and she says, well, you know, I'd love to go, and, you know, maybe some of our listeners would like to join us. So we are in the process of putting this trip together. It would be kind of like like you go to a reception and there's a no host bar. Well, it'd be kind of like that. You know, we are going to go, and anybody who goes, you would just, you know, get there yourself, you know, transportation, cars, meals, and all of that, lodging. It's not like a formal pilgrimage, but we are going to have a lot of group activities. So we're thinking of going to the Shrine of the North American Martyrs in Orrisville, New York. We have people who have contacts there that can set up a really nice custom personalized day for us. Obviously, the day at the Shrine of Divine Mercy. We're talking actually with a priest who is very, very active with the Station of the Cross in Buffalo, Father Jacek Mazur, and he may join us. He is from Poland. He knows Divine Mercy on, inside and out. So does Rick Paolini, who works for the Station of the Cross. So we're putting
they have a radio show.
Yeah, they do. And we're putting a team together here. So again, this is just information only. If you'd like to be in the information loop on this, we're looking at August 15th through 17th. Give us an email at take2@ewtn.com. This is going to be a great, great pilgrimage. It looks like we're going. How much of it flourishes and develops, I don't know. But it's going to depend a lot on you folks, too. See how many of you want to go.
Yeah, we have quite a few that have responded, though, to the email.
Yeah, so that's a couple dozen already.
Yeah. And if you don't know Rick Paolini, and or Father Jacek Mazur, you're going to love them. They are phenomenal, and they know everything about St. Faustina. It actually changed my spiritual life. Actually, Rick Paolini, some of the things he taught me when I was back at the Station of the Cross literally changed the way I pray. So I just wanted to say it was life-changing, spiritually life-changing for me. So we wanted to impart that to all of you. But it's kind of like on your own pilgrimage, which is a good thing, because then you can make your own family plans, your own flights, everything, and you don't have
to
worry.
But we'll be there. You'll be able to spend all that kind of time with us, and we'll do all those wonderful spiritual things. So
absolutely. Okay, we're talking about crushed dreams today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And next up is Anna in West Richland, Washington.
Washington, yeah.
Yes. Oh, awesome. Hi, Anna. Welcome. Is it Anna or Anna?
It's Anna.
Anna. Okay. Got it. There you go.
Yep.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. When I was in eighth grade, I was an enterprising young lady, and I got hired to weed for a lady in my church. Now, at the time, I was Protestant. This is before I converted. And so she picked me up from school one day, and we were kind of just, you know, casual conversation. So what do you want to be when you grow up? And at that point, I wanted to be a lawyer. And I was like, I want to go to law school and be a lawyer. She was like, oh, you should talk to my husband about that. Now, her husband was this very conservative Christian who had started like a free Bible college in his house and seemed to have very particular ideas. And I was very intimidated by him. And I remember thinking like, oh, maybe I don't want to go to law school after all, because I don't want to talk to him about why I want to go to law school. And so I dropped that dream, and I didn't go to law school. I ended up going to college, and I ended up with a math degree and an art history minor, and I have an MBA in finance. And so I've done more math things, but every now and again, I see things out there. I'm like, I wish I was a lawyer, because that's a really big injustice and I'd love to fight it. And it makes me wonder if maybe I should have gone that road, but I didn't. In some ways, I'm glad, because I don't have the law school debt. When I went to grad school, I had a neighbor who was in law school, and the sheer amount of debt that she was talking about was mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. So that's my little crushed dream of I ended up being more numbers than a lawyer.
Okay, so Anna, do you feel fulfilled in your work?
Well, right now I'm actually a mom and I have two kids and I stay at home with them.
Okay.
And yes and no. When I was in finance, I definitely didn't feel fulfilled. But I learned a lot, and I think I wish I had gone. Then there's other. I went finance versus accounting, and I think if I'd gone accounting, it would have been better. I think it would have fit my personality better.
Okay. Okay.
But I learned a lot, and right. because of my finance job, I ended up working for a Catholic health system, and that's how I ended up becoming Catholic.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
So in some ways, there's some really beautiful things about it.
Right. Okay, so you're right now your vocation, you're focused on your children and being home with mm-hmm. them, which is very, very important. We know that. Okay. And that's like working 3, 4, 5 full-time jobs. So thank you for doing that, because that's a wonderful thing. But I just want to put this maybe in when you're praying for the next leg of the journey, okay? Because eventually those children are going to grow up and leave the house, okay? And you've got a lot of life to live. So I would just, if you can, introduce this, maybe this is just a suggestion, introduce this in your prayer of, you know, say, Lord, where do you, I want to use my gifts. I want to feel fulfilled on the next leg of the journey after the children are off to college or whatever, however long you decide to stay at home with them. You know, it's never too late to explore new careers and opportunities and vocations. It's never too late. The reason why I know this, Anna, is because I have had people in adult formation that were in their 70s. They were retired. They had everything mapped out until the day they were going to be in that casket. And they decided to do something different with their life, and they did. Some became pilots. It was amazing the things that people were doing. And it was exciting because they were continuing to use those God-given gifts. So, Anna, I would say dream big, you know, make it, because we, like we say all the time, we serve a big God. And, you know, with God, it's amazing how he will create more time for you. And if he wants these things to happen for you, down the road, maybe in a couple years or even 10 years or 20 years, it'll happen. So I would say, you know, imagine it and dream big and see where the good Lord takes you, because you sound like you have a lot of gifts and you deserve to use those gifts. I'm just going to say that. Jerry, what do you think?
Well, I certainly can't add to what you said. I'm curious to hear, Anna, what do you think about what Debbie was sharing there?
Well, I'm already 40. So it's like, well, it is kind of late. I'm my kids are little. I have a 9-month-old and a almost 3-year-old.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, in 20 years, you're 60.
Well, I would
you know,
still
you do hear a 60-year-old go to law school or do something else.
That's
right.
Do some kind of advocacy
yeah.
work for.
Don't rule that possibility out, Anna. And this is not an apples to apples analogy, but I want to share. It came across my attention the other day. I saw this article about a man whose wife died when he was 69 years old, and he became a priest. And guess what? They had 7 kids, and 4 of his sons are also priests. It's really the coolest story uh-huh. of a vocation I've ever seen. So, I love what Debbie said, Anna. You pour yourself into those kids right now, and maybe one of them will become the lawyer that you weren't, but also you still will have time. You'll have time to do a lot of different things, and God will honor your beautiful heart for wanting to do what you want to do, the dreams that he has placed there, and also the beautiful gift that you are as a mom to your kids. And I would just say, you got a little ways to look forward to. You know, kids are still young, but don't file that away. don't file it in the circular file. You know, file it away for future reference. So.
Yeah, I would totally agree with what Jerry said. I mean, and we're at that age, you know. Jerry's, may I say it, Jerry? I hope you're in your mid fifties.
Upper.
Okay,
and going up in a couple weeks.
That's right. In July, and there's plenty of time. That's the thing, though. I think the good Lord. This is my personal belief. I think the good Lord delights when we do dream big. So keep those dreams, Anna, and then when it happens, let us know so we can praise God, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Anna. Barbara's going to be next, and Rick, and we have a line open for you as we talk about, have you ever had your dreams crushed? Did they come back around? Maybe your life went in a completely different direction. How were you changed? How were you better? Maybe you were bitter for a while. We all want to learn from this at 833-288-3986. Real quickly, Debbie, from Facebook, folks were on the EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page streaming the video along with the YouTube channel. Laura said, I had a dream to be an airline stewardess when I was a teen. Then I met a young airman in the Air Force and got married at 18. A few years later, I started volunteering in the church, then worked in catechetical ministry for 25 years before retiring. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I was honored to work for the church and be blessed to work with Debbie Giorgiani. I know this, Laura, who made a huge difference in my life. I have learned that if you're going open to God's will in your life, it'll be better than anything you could do on your own. Glenn and I have now been married 51 years. I am so blessed. 5 or 6 exclamation marks. Great to hear from Laura and
Laura, Glenn, we love you. We miss you. But they're going to be visiting Arizona soon, Jerry. They're going to be staying at their daughter's, so I can't wait to see them.
Maybe they can make it to the Shrines with us this summer.
I think they're going to be taking care of their daughter's house when she's off to Hawaii.
Tough gig.
I had asked them. But Laura and Glenn, we love you, and thank you so much. That was such a huge honor. And I loved working with Laura. Boy, did I learn so much from her. She's amazing. But, you know, Jerry, it's very true. You know, our dreams get, they shift a little, right? And if it can move into more of a vocational call, it's very fulfilling, I think. And it's interesting how the good Lord works. He really does want us to use our gifts. Obviously, you know, we should be using them for the glory of God. So let's hear what Barbara has to say in Asheville, North Carolina. I love that area. Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, I had a dream. I always wanted children. I was really looking forward to having a pack of children and sending them off to college and having them get great jobs and be doctors and lawyers and things like that. And then it turned out I couldn't have children, and it was a long struggle to before we finally adopted 2 children. And, of course, that was very joyful. But then both children turned out to have autism and psychiatric problems. So it's been a real struggle. I got them through high school, but neither one is going to go to college. And they both struggle. And so it's definitely a different life than what I had planned. On the other hand, I became Catholic. I pray a lot. And now I'm a psychiatric nurse. So.
Wow. Well, what you're doing right now, Barbara, is of immense importance, especially, I think, as our generation moves along and the new generations come along. I mean, there's so much more need for, as Debbie calls it, you know, brain health issues are on the rise. And so somebody to be doing what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. And for you to raise those little children like that, and you said even though they may not go to college, they made it through high school. And that's a great testimony to you, Barbara, as a mom and someone who loved those kids and brought out the best in them. Debbie, I think it's just a beautiful testimony. You know, they say God writes straight with crooked lines, and we all have those crooked lines in our life.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah. But Barbara, thank you for continuing to nurture and care for others in the work that you do. And you said that your prayer life, you know, has, you're Catholic, and it's deepened, obviously, your prayer life. My prayer for you is that when you have finished your time here on earth, I pray that the good Lord shows you all the beautiful things that you did, because you're a special soul. And, you know, there's special souls that are called to go through a lot, to be there for others. And, you know, God picked you, and you were open to it. At least, you know, obviously you said at the beginning you wanted to have your own, you know, your own biological large family, and that didn't work out. So obviously you had, you know, your vision of what you wanted, but God picked you. You're very strong. And I just think there's so much you can continue to do as you're doing in your work to help others. So I just say blessings to you. And I pray that you really, you're really going to benefit from the eternal rewards. I really do. I feel it strongly, Barbara. I don't know if you listen to the show, but I've always said that nurses and teachers, I think, are going to, and first responders are going to get a special place in heaven. So I've always said that. I don't know if it's it's the gospel truth, but I'm sticking to it, Barbara. What do you think?
Well, I was hoping that you all could pray for my daughter, Sarah. She's homeless and not living a good lifestyle. She's really struggled. And
yeah.
I'm just heartbroken.
Right.
Heartbroken.
Yeah, we can hear it, Barbara, in your voice. And you can be assured that not only Debbie and I, but the show team, you know, Rich and Jeff and Ryan, everybody at EWTN. And Barbara, we have a global audience because we hear from people around the world. And when you, and anybody like you mentions a prayer intention like that, we always get text messages and emails saying, please let Barbara know. Debbie, one of the really frustrating
right
things
now.
About this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, one of the frustrating parts of the show is we got an email the other day from Celicia's call a few days ago. And someone said, please, you know, give this pass this message on to her. And we can't do that because we don't keep people's contact information and all of that. Mm-hmm. But Barbara, you have, so my point being, you have people praying already right
for
now
Sarah.
Around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so trust in God, Barbara, trust in God. And we will certainly pray as well.
Absolutely. And one other thing, St. Teresa of Calcutta, Barbara, please ask her to help you. She has gotten many, many folks off of the streets. Okay. And that's a true statement. You can look at it. It's St. Teresa of Calcutta. So please ask her to help in getting Sarah, off of the street and into a safe place where she can prosper. Okay, Barbara.
All right. That's a good suggestion. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's pray. Take Two Family. Let's pray indeed. And don't forget to listen to EWTN Radio Classics. You can do that on EWTN.com. They've got an entire channel that is set aside for that. I believe you can do that on the app as well. So listen to Radio Classics. You get people like Father Benedict Rochelle and Archbishop Sheen and Mother Angelica and many others. So there's just one more way to listen to some great programming on EWTN.
Okay, prayers are coming in. They're coming in fast and furious in a good way for Sarah. So, Barbara, if you're listening, you got prayers already for your daughter. This is big. Okay, we're going to move on to Sarah, who's a first-time caller in Ohio. Hi, Sarah. Thank you so much for waiting, and welcome to Take Two.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Do you hear me?
We hear you fine. What would you like to share today?
Well, I married in my middle years, and after I married, about 4 years after I was married, and we were both Catholic, practicing Catholics, and I found out that my husband was transsexual, and that's a really hard thing to find out about. And he told me he had been involved in the dressing and some of the behaviors that go with that since he was 14 years old. And that was shocking to me because I mean, I was floored. You know, I didn't know how to handle it. And now you hear a lot about it. But when that happened to me, there was very little press about, you know, transgender, transsexual behavior. And so I went, I sought counseling, and then eventually I sought Christian counseling. And I and my husband tried really hard to change, you know, to stop this behavior, but eventually he said that he just felt there was nothing wrong with it, that, you know, he was going to continue in that lifestyle, and he had a separate life in another town. So that was also shocking. And
right.
So after I separated and a divorce occurred, I really, during this whole time, I just felt that God was with me, and I never let go of him, and he never let go of me. And I, you know, I went through all of that, and I'm elderly now, and I'm very, very happy. The Lord has just given me a very joyful heart, and I'm just very grateful. But I think now there are a lot of people who have these kinds of things happening in their family, and they keep it such a secret because it is a big problem, you know, for them, and they don't want others to know about it. And I just would encourage people to get the support from good Catholic Christian counselors that are there so that, you know, they can do what is what God wants them to do in the situation.
Right. Well, Sarah, like you, I think you said it during your what you were sharing there. This is not an isolated thing, certainly. First thing, I hope that you understand, and it sounds like you do. You said God is really close to you, but, you know, certainly you have to, if you have any thoughts like this, you have to shed them that, you know, you did something, you know, in any particular way to bring this about in him. You said it was something that he was doing since he was about 14 years of age. And, you know, it's very, very unfortunate, you know, and the thing is, I look at, you know, the disappointment for you, Sarah, and the crushing blow that this must have been for you. And I can't help but to, you know, think of your ex-husband as well, who is a very someone who's very much in need of some help emotionally and psychologically. But I think by him entering into the marriage, at least for a time there, what I'm sensing, Debbie, is that, you know, he wanted to do what his conscience told him was right, more of a natural type of thing. He had this deep-seated problem, and he simply couldn't overcome it. And what happens to a lot of people at that point is they just give up the fight. You know, it's a long, arduous battle. It may be a lifelong battle for some people, and there's just unfortunately too many who just say, you know what, I can't do it, and then they embrace it and do this all of a sudden this turnaround, and then they've embraced it and they're just off and running, and it's like a horse that's out of the barn, you know. So I think we just need to pray, you certainly for you, Sarah, for continued healing, but Debbie also for her ex-husband, you know, that he just finds his way to truth and sanity, right, and to God.
Well, it sounds like, Sarah, you have found peace in your faith. I'm curious, we're running out of time, but I'm just curious, do you know how his psychological state is? Is he still a practicing Christian? I mean, or has he kind of given up, or where is he at, Sarah? Do you know?
Well, I do believe that the scenario that you've talked to, that Jerry has mentioned, is that's what happened with him, that he just ran with it. You know, he couldn't deal with it, so he ran with it. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I'm not sure how to look at it. He did leave the area that I live in and that we have lived in. And I have had no contact with him for many, many years now. So I have no idea where he is at. And I'm, you know, after all that time, I finally reached the point where I said, you know, I should apply for an annulment, you know, since he started this when he was 14 years old, you know. And so I just started that process, and with my spiritual director, and I'm moving forward, and, you know, of course he has to be notified, but, you know, Google search, you know, try to find him. I have no idea.
Yeah, in this case, that would be, I think, a pretty easy thing to obtain. But anyway, Deb, I know you have a thought or two as we're getting short on time.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I'm sure you're doing this, and he obviously hurt you emotionally in a really bad way. It's very deceptive, and, you know, you had to probably go through so many feelings. But you sound like you're just in a really great place and moving forward in the faith, in the Catholic faith, and that's a good place for you to be at. We don't need to know his name. I'm just going to be praying for him, because I feel so badly for folks that are struggling like this. And then, like you said, Jerry, you know, and Sarah, that they do kind of run run with it because they don't know where else to turn. I mean, we really do have to pray for folks that are struggling with their emotional state, how they identify, you know, what they feel like inside, and all these things that are psychologically wreaking havoc within them. And it really stops their spiritual growth. So I'm definitely going to be praying for that. I know the Take Two family will join me on that because we all know somebody who, I mean, we have a good friend, Jerry, who the same thing's happening in their marriage.
Yeah, yeah. She found out some things about her husband that were very, very unnerving and really crushing to her. So, Sarah, thanks for the call. Rick
Thank
in Baton
you,
Rouge, Brian in Niagara Falls, and the others. We're just out of time. In about 10 seconds, you're going to hear that closing music of the program. Debbie and I would like to, again, invite those of you who have not yet liked our Facebook page. Please, it's Jerry and Debbie. That's the best way for us to keep you informed of the things that we're doing, like this possible pilgrimage to the Shrine of the North American Martyrs and the Divine Mercy Shrine, again, August 15th through 17th. That's right, what we're looking at in there. So if you feel you would like it at least to be kept informed of the progress, and when it finally does happen, we will do that. Just send us an email at take2@ewtn.com.
And Rick and Brian and the others, this is why we're going to be doing the after show. The after show is coming up on Friday. So like Jerry said, please make sure you like us on Facebook. Jerry and Debbie, find us, like us. We would love to grow the family. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about, we're going to ask the question, do you worry about what others think of you? And you know, this is very interesting. Do you worry about that? This was suggested by our dear friend in New Jersey. So we're going to take on this topic tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.